Sefer HaMitzvot is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvot. Are you ready? Great! Today we learn about a very special yomtiv. It is the yomtiv where we eat matzah. Can you guess what yomtiv we are learning about? That's right! It is the yomtiv of Pesach! We are going to learn four mitzvahs about resting from doing work on Pesach. When the Torah tells us it is a mitzvah to rest, does that mean it is a mitzvah to lay down and take a nap? No! The Torah is telling us to rest from doing the kinds of work that are called melacha. There are lots of kinds of work that are part of the melachas. Coloring a picture is a melacha. Turning on a video or a story is a melacha. Even turning on a light is a melacha. When we rest on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, we are resting from doing these kinds of work. The Torah tells us these mitzvahs in two ways. First, the Torah tells us to rest, and then the Torah tells us not to work. So when we don't do malacha on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, we are keeping two mitzvahs at the same time. Wow! Now, let's see what today's mitzvahs are. Today's first mitzvah is that we need to rest on the first days of Pesach. The second mitzvah is that we are not allowed to do work on the first days of Pesach. The third mitzvah is that we need to rest on the last days of Pesach. And the fourth mitzvah is that we are not allowed to do work on the last days of Pesach. Hey! We learned about the first days of Pesach, and we learned about the last days of Pesach. But what about the middle days of Pesach? We don't have a mitzvah to rest on the middle days because they are Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, we are allowed to do more kinds of work than on Yom Tov. But when we rest on the first days of Pesach and on the last days of Pesach, then we are doing today's mitzvahs. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's great!